Welcome to the Your Theories About Lost Mega Theory Contest Edition. If you have an incredibly detailed theory of what Lost is about, go to the YourTheories.com message board. Under the Your Theories About It All section, you will find the Mega Theory category. Click on it and post your theory. Entries will be taken from now until the beginning of September, after which you may vote on your favorite Mega Theory on the YourTheories.com website. The winner will be announced the Tuesday before the Season 3 premiere. One of the prizes that will be awarded to the winner will be the Lost Season 2 DVD set. Now start racking your brains and get posting.
Cause and Effect by Brian L. Nichols. Brian writes, throughout the run of the show, we have points of realization. We have started out seeing all these very different people being forced onto an island out in the Pacific. They seem to have no connection to one another, except locale. I believe these people have really lived their lives. I don't just think that they were programmed. I do believe, though, that they are a part of a very controlled experiment. It comes down to causation, cause and effect. The Dharma Initiative has developed a system to learn, manipulate, program and control humans. You look at all their projects and you see how everything they do is about controlling life itself. The term I remember the most from the orientation video was utopian society, quote unquote. This struck a chord because in school I learned about someone else's utopian society, Adolf Hitler. Adolf's vision was for all men and women to be tall, athletic, and muscular, white, and blonde. He tried to fulfill this goal through extermination. I believe the goal of the Hanzo Foundation isn't far off from that. I believe their goal is to build the perfect human. They have obviously been creating creatures on this island. At first, believing that the Dharma Initiative created the black smoke out of nanites was a little hard to swallow. How could they build such tiny robotics? Well, actually, all they have to build is one or a few. After that, they can take parts and tools and build more. They might have evolved over time, being quite primitive to start, then taking data and info and becoming smarter, and perhaps self-aware. I believe that might have been what ripped off Dr. Kandel's arm, but who knows? Anyway, let's get back on track here. I am getting to the fact that I think each Lost Away is a test subject representing an area of study. Now, I do not believe that the Dharma Initiative created them. I believe, though, that they were manipulated before conception. Perhaps there are some, like Claire and Michael, that may not be the prime subjects, but people who were important to their goals for succeeding. Each character's backstory contains a connection to another one. We have not seen all of them connect completely yet, but here is the list so far. Please feel free to add to this if I missed something. Hurley. Hurley is connected to Locke because he owned the box company in Costa Mesa. A theory not yet proven is that Locke may be connected to Sawyer because his father conned Locke and had no emotional attachment about it and was rich. But how? I believe he is the real Sawyer, and therefore connected to James Ford. Sawyer is connected to Jack through Jack's father. Jack's dad and Sawyer had drinks together in Australia before Jack's father died. Jack is connected to Shannon because the night he met his wife-to-be, the other patient on the table who died was Mr. Rutherford. Shannon, of course, was connected to Boone because of the sibling thing. I wonder if we might see any more backstory to these two, since they never showed how their folks got together. But that may not have been important, and, like another poster in this section says, the Dharma Initiative might just have a cure for death. I wonder if they will ever be brought back to life. Well, we'll see. I am sure there is more. I don't pretend to know them all, and I know there are going to be more as the show progresses. It shows, though, how controlled these people were, and how they were already in a contained area. The Lostaways are also conditioned to not really ask questions. They complain, but they do not really wonder why, as Fenry stated, about finding out where the food and all this stuff came from, and why. Except one, though, Locke. I think he was made that way because the Dharma Initiative doesn't want these people to just do anything, but it needs control over their test subjects. Locke is the catalyst of persuasion. Since the island controls him, he carries out its orders. So I think, in closing, they are going to end life on this planet because everyone else is bad. I think they have the technology to do it. Whether the Dharma Initiative are trying to prevent that, or are disciples of that, I don't know. I'll let someone else answer that. Brian concludes that he will be back with more after he finishes simmering. I hope you enjoyed this theory written by Brian L. Nichols. Thank you for visiting with us. I hope that you will come and visit us on the board at www.yourtheories.com. Jai Bhagwan. I honor the light within you.
Once again, if you'd like to enter the Mega Theory Contest, be sure to visit the YourTheories.com message board. If you'd like to donate prizes or be a sponsor for this contest, please send an email to chris@yourtheories.com. Thank you.